And so here is Zoom Fellowship, and I will pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful day that we have to live and move and have our being and live unto you. I thank you, Father, that you bless us and that you cover for mistakes, that you give us grace, give us great favor, and you give us mercy, Father. And Father, I thank you that you've given us so many enablements that we can live a righteous life, a justified life, that we're set apart from this world, that we're reconciled to you and fully connected to you. I thank you, Father, that we can put off the old man and the old ways, the old paradigms, the old things that hold us back, and we can walk in the triumph that you have certainly brought to pass for us, that we can live our lives in great triumph, and we can live our lives seated in the heavenlies because that's where our citizenship is, and we have all the rights of that citizenship as well. I thank you, Father, for the hope of Christ's return, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, that one of these days we shall be changed and we'll have new bodies and we'll know even as we are known, and all things will be made clear to us, Father. And in the meantime, we just walk and practice and do the things that we know to do and know that you bless us and don't forget our work and our labor of love. And you are a righteous God who always remembers that and honors it and gives us these benefits. So I thank you for this, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we do live in this world and we do have an adversary. And that adversary has known us from the beginning of our lives. But God knew that we would believe. And he knew that we would be born again at some time in our lives. If you confess Jesus as Lord in your life and you believe that God raised him from the dead, you are born again. You are saved by grace. And with that salvation comes great power and authority over the adversary who works in opposition to the true God, our God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. And this, the purpose of this fellowship, in a nutshell, is that you get to know God, who God is, how God works, and what God has done for you to enable you to live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, speak by the Spirit, and receive the great benefits of doing that. And so many times in my life, I've lived for almost 68 years now. I've been a Christian for most of that time. I got born again when I was just a little girl. I didn't know much about God at that time, but I learned as a teenager, about 19 years old, I started to learn how God works. And it's just been a journey, just like it has been for every one of us. It's a journey of understanding and walking and learning with God. And God promises us that if you hunger and thirst after wisdom, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, that you shall be filled. And it's up to you, you know, how much hunger you have for God. How much hunger do you have to walk in truth and to understand God? And, you know, in my life, in the decades that I've lived, I've been in different religions. And every religion had a certain way of thinking about God and a certain way that they thought God thought and acted. And, you know, sometimes the religions that I was involved in and the people that taught me, sometimes they were teaching the right way, but most of the time they were not. And that's the issue that can come up with religion and why there are so many different religions in the world and different traditions and things like that, because everybody is searching for the truth, but there is only one way, to truth. And Jesus Christ said that the witness of the truth is evident in the fruit that's born in a person. Born, B-O-R-N-E, not B-O-R-N. it's the fruit that's manifested in a person's life that will tell you that they've got something right. Because, see, God is a God of benefit. And he doesn't let any godly, truthful action or belief on your part, he doesn't let that fall to the ground without showing a great benefit. And God manifests righteousness and truth in our lives as we walk forward. As a matter of fact, what God does is he transforms your life. And the people who have tapped in to how God works, to the truth of how God works, manifest transformation and just moving from glory to glory to glory by their walk and by the things that they manifest. And Jesus Christ said that you will know people by their fruit. The witness that he bore was within himself, because he walked with God and he manifested fruit. He manifested signs, miracles, and wonders. And Jesus Christ manifested love, joy, peace, patience, patient endurance, gentleness, goodness. He demonstrated great faith, great confidence in God. He was meek. He was humble. And he had self-control. You didn't see Jesus Christ flying off the handle out of control. He was always in control of what he was doing. He knew what he was doing, and he acted accordingly. And all of that was fruit that he manifested. And he did manifest signs, miracles, and wonders. And so why does that not happen so often with Christian believers today? It's because the tradition of religion, the tradition of what men say, has taken preeminence over the simple truths that God has laid forth. And when those truths are walked on, when those truths are acted upon and done from the heart with a desire to be humble, to be obedient to God, and to be open to hear his wisdom, if you have the Spirit of God within you, you can hear that wisdom and have understanding. And when you walk that way, you are transformed into a person who manifests that kind of fruit. And that is the goal of my life and the goal of everything that I attempt to do in my life. That is my ultimate goal. Am I always successful? No. But I'm more successful now than I used to be. And I do see signs, miracles, and wonders happen in my life. I do see God work. And so I can tell you about it and how I got to that place. And that also is the purpose of this fellowship. And if you've had those types of things happen in your life, then you can share your testimony of the witness that you have before God, that you are bearing fruit in your life and what you did. And you see, it's very easy to do. Religion makes things complicated. They make doctrine complicated. God makes everything so simple that a child can understand it. I've known children who manifested signs, miracles, and wonders, who spoke by the Spirit of God, who manifested Holy Spirit, who spoke in tongues. That's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Who walked in word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, who exercised faith, who demonstrated, who brought forth miracles, who spoke in tongues and interpreted, who brought forth words of prophecy. Little children, minors, people who, you know, the world would look at and say, well, you haven't lived enough life to know how to do that kind of thing. Well, it's not true. Anyone can walk by the Spirit of God who has the Spirit of God. And that is how you reign triumphantly in this life, even on earth. Because we have an adversary in this world, and how that all came about is another tale to tell. And by tale, I don't mean a fictional tale. I mean truthful, the truth. That's another thing that can be gone into at a later date. But just take my words at face value at this particular time, and I can explain them if you have a hunger to know. I can certainly explain it in more detail to you. But there is an adversary in this world, and the adversary is the prince of darkness. He's referred to as the god of this world. In contrast, God is a god of light, and God is a god of truth, and God is over everything. There is no god greater than God. When the adversary is called the god of this world, it doesn't mean that he's a god on even par with our Heavenly Father. No way. As a matter of fact, he was cast out of heaven because he wanted to be God, and he tried to exalt himself above God, and he was cast out, and a third of the angels of heaven followed him. And those are the spirits that are referred to as evil spirits or demons or devil spirits, whatever you want to call them. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there is a devil in this world, an adversary. He's called many different things, and he has devil spirits that work at his beck and call. And whenever you see something happen in this world that is evil or bad or negative, it is never, ever from God. It is always from the prince of darkness. And people who are without God are without hope, because the adversary who reigns in this world, who can cause these evil things to come to pass, for now, not always, but this is how things are now, they're at the beck and call. That, you know, if the adversary wants to cause them pain, he can cause them pain. If he wants to cause them being stolen from, being robbed of something, even being killed, even being destroyed, he has the power to do that. And if that person is not born again, then they're at the devil's whim. But when a person comes to God, when a person confesses Jesus as Lord in their life and they believe that God raised him from the dead, you are raised to a higher place. You are literally snatched out of the darkness of this perverse world that is ruled and reigned by the adversary. You are taken out of that, snatched out of it, and you are seated far above all principalities, all power of this earth, all might and dominion of the devil spirits. You are set above in the heavenlies where Christ is. Christ is seated at the right hand of God, it says in Scripture. And you are seated there as well. Scripture says that. That is your true citizenship. You are a citizen of heaven with all the rights and privileges. And if anything happens to a believer, such as a sickness, such as any stealing from or any type of negative thing, that is not from God. It is not a test from God to see how strong you are. God has already judged you righteous, perfect in Christ, fully enabled and equipped. God has already done that if you're born again. But if you don't know who you are, if you don't understand what you have, then you still can be subject to the adversary taking advantage of you. And in Corinthians, in the scripture, it says that God wants us not to be ignorant of the devices of Satan. And when you've lived in the world for a certain amount of time, you've been subject to those things. You've been subject to the darkness of this world, and you've formed opinions and you've formed beliefs that you have to put off. It's referred to as the old man, the carnal nature. It's what you've learned. It's the hurts that you've experienced in life and learned to defend yourself from. Those are the things that God wants to make right and will make right. But he teaches us how to do that. And in a nutshell, that's basically what this fellowship is about, is to help you learn to practice the things of God. And since this is your first time in fellowship, I know this is all new to you, but I wanted to just lay a foundation for you of what this fellowship is all about, what this fellowship, coming to this fellowship and practicing the things that you'll be taught, what it's going to do for you and how it's going to benefit you. And you will see your life begin to transform, not just change, not just polish up the outside. See, that's what religion does. It polishes up the outside. But there will be a transformation in your heart that will be permanent as you begin to walk forward and practice the things that you'll be taught in this fellowship. And if you have questions, if you want to accelerate in your life, if you want to learn, if you want to grow and you want to know, reach out to me. You have my email address. If you need my phone number, ask it. Ask me. Pursue it. Pursue after your Heavenly Father through people who can teach you. And if you have the Holy Spirit, God can teach that Spirit within you. And you have these things at your disposal. But you have to have a hunger for it, and you have to pursue after it. And that's why I've made this fellowship available. So it's an avenue that you can use to pursue after God. And that's what my life is all about. I've dedicated my life to the service of my Heavenly Father, and that includes teaching people who are hungry to know God and who seek after Him diligently. And God's promise in Scripture and His promise to you right now, as I speak by the Spirit to you, is that when you seek after your Heavenly Father, when you seek after the things of God, when you search for them diligently, no matter how long you've searched, you've continued to search, as is evidenced by your presence here in this fellowship. When you do that, when you seek after the Lord with all your heart and all your mind and everything that you have, you will not be disappointed. Your Heavenly Father promises you that you will be filled and you will receive. And you are receiving now. So receive it. Receive these heavenly words from God and be encouraged and know that your Heavenly Father loves you. His will is only good for you. And God is willing to do something, that His ability goes along with it. There's nothing impossible for God when it comes to your life and what you need. Nothing is impossible with God. So cleave to God, turn to God, keep going forward, and just believe God. And I'll be opening the fellowship here to hear what you have to say. But the first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to manifest Holy Spirit. And one of the ways of manifesting Holy Spirit is by speaking in tongues and interpreting. And that's what I'm going to do now. And the first step for you would be, as a born-again believer, to learn how to speak in tongues and understand the benefits of that. And that's the first thing that will be taught in this fellowship. So don't be afraid. Your Heavenly Father tells you to be strong and very courageous. And if you desire to walk by the Spirit, that's the first step. That's the first practice right there, is to learn how to speak in tongues. And just to give you a little bit of background of speaking in tongues before I demonstrate it to you and interpret it, which is another aspect of it. A benefit of speaking in tongues is, first of all, that it's for your private prayer life, unless it's interpreted. Okay, so it's a different, little bit different thing that I'll be doing in this fellowship. And I'll explain that further too. But when you just speak in tongues, speaking in tongues is praying perfectly. Have you ever tried to pray with your understanding and just not really understood what to pray, or felt a little awkward with it, or just felt like, I don't know if I'm praying the right thing, or, you know, just something, you know, that there's a limit to our praying with our understanding. But when you pray in the Spirit, which is speaking in tongues, whether you speak in tongues out loud or you speak in tongues silently to yourself before God, those words that you are speaking are words that God gives to your spirit. And when you speak them forth, they are perfect prayer. They also magnify God. They build up your spirit. They magnify God for you. You know, God doesn't need magnification. He is already magnified. His glory is glorious. All right. But God is magnified when you speak in tongues, because you cannot speak in tongues unless you have the Spirit of God. An unbeliever cannot speak in tongues. A believer can. It's perfect prayer. It's making intercession for the saints. It's giving thanks well. Can you see why it's perfect prayer? If you ever want to give thanks to God, speak in tongues. You give thanks well. And it builds up the inner man, and it strengthens your inner man, that spirit within you. That's what the inner man is. It strengthens you with might in the inner man. It builds up that spirit within you, and it opens you up to receive from God what God has to say, because God is spirit, and he speaks to spirit, that spirit within you. And then that spirit within you teaches your mind, which is part of you. And that's how you hear from God. And how many people do you know that speak in tongues? That speak in tongues fluently? Not just like you see. I know there's YouTube videos of people who speak in tongues. And they, you know, the speaking in tongues is genuine, but the way they go about it is incorrect. I'm going to teach you the right way to do it. And you don't have to get yourself all worked up. You don't have to get emotional when you speak in tongues. You just speak in tongues. You just speak in tongues. You don't have to work yourself up. You don't have to have a special anointing. Speaking in tongues is not a gift that's given to some believers and then not to others, other believers. You see, God is not a respecter of person. He gives the Spirit liberally to all who desire to receive it and who follow what God says to do. And then he saves by grace, and he gives you that Holy Spirit permanently. And when you receive that Holy Spirit, you can speak in tongues. Not just me, not just Jimmy Joe over there. You can speak in tongues too. You can receive the benefits of it and the other manifestations of the Spirit. But we start with speaking in tongues. So if you want to know how to speak in tongues, you want to learn how to do it, I can teach you. I've taught other people to do it. It's as easy as you may not know. And we all had to start somewhere. And you can start as well. And I'll help you along the way. And there's no condemnation to you, okay? And so just let God build that desire in your heart. Because I'm telling you right now, no matter what you've been taught in the past, if you've been taught that speaking in tongues is not important, or that it died out centuries ago with the apostles, or it's not necessary today, that's a lie. It's vital. It's the key. It's the starting point for living a life unto God and walking by the Spirit. So I'm going to just demonstrate speaking in tongues with interpretation now. And interpretation is just, I will speak in tongues, which is a language that's not known to me. It's not something I've thought up. It's words from God. And it's either in the tongue of man, it can be understood somewhere on earth, or it's the tongue of an angel, it can't be understood on earth. So that's what speaking in tongues is. And then interpretation is not really a word-for-word translation. It is just the gist in English, because we speak English. It's the gist or the sum and substance of what I just spoke in a tongue, okay? So that's what I'm going to do for you right now. And you may have heard this done before. You may have never heard it done. But I just ask that you just Get yourself quiet, take a breath, and just listen and be blessed with this, because these are words from God, and they're words to build you up, to exhort you to a more worthy endeavor, and to comfort your heart. Okay? So here we go. Kemtavano castoragalo, estrakila sakonchariando, nibalda trefa kuya treda goonche, semdavano katrada kyeche grelo, kiranda tavosta granso, shimeta tavosta randa, keleb drakia fasunda, shebitovigo kola kradan. Know that truly I am the Lord your God, and I do comfort your hearts, and I lift you up, and I give you all good things. Indeed, I give you all things that pertain to life in all its fullness and all its manifestation. That is my great desire for you, my people. And know that I love you with an everlasting love. And I will never let you fall. When you believe me and walk forward with me, you walk in greatness and you walk triumphantly. I will see to that. So have confidence in me, my people, and know that I will never leave you. I will never leave you lacking. I will never disappoint you. I will always lift you up and give you the very best that my life and my words have to offer you. So that's it. So my life is an open book to you. And just reach out to me if you want to have what we refer to as a one-on-one with me where you share your heart. Please do that. And so I am always available. Just make an appointment with me, or if you call and I'm able to talk with you right then, I'll talk with you right then. But pursue. That's my exhortation to you, is to pursue after the things of God and get the answers that you've been seeking, perhaps seeking all your life, yearning for and longing for all your life. Seek after them, run after them, pursue them. This is your time. This is your opportunity to receive them. Okay? So God bless you. I love you. And I'll open the floor now for anyone to share who wants to share. God bless you.